Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. It's the first Friday. Kind of the latest you can ever really be on is August 7th, or the 7th day of the month. Katie Crowser, one of my favorite guests, is back to talk about the Quincy Public Library. And, of course, Hilbing Auto Body. If it happens to you, take it to Hilbing. Always brings you the Mary Griffith Show every day. Well, Katie, darn nation, one step up and two steps back. The Quincy Public Library has pretty much... Well, no, you're not shut down. You can still go to the library. You can still check out books. But your events, the things that I love, like the movies. And last month, I took kids, teenagers, to play bingo. And I was the guest bingo caller. Deborah was, like, getting a little in her throat. And I said, Deborah, I'm quite the expert at this. You may not know of my many talents. I'm an expert bingo caller. So Deborah was able to go get a cool drink and regain her composure. And it was just fun.
Yes. And she loved that. She was so excited that you were there.
I said, I'll do it every month. I'll be the guest. But not this month, because now the library's stepped back a bit. So let's talk about what has happened. Obviously, we went for months with very, very low COVID numbers. And people are like, we're not Chicago. Quit punishing us. And so we were able to reopen. And now we're punishing ourselves because COVID numbers are on the rise and the positive test result rates are 4.66 this morning. Now, again, you know, I'm not going to say the sky is falling, but it's on the way up. So some Quincy City Council is not going to meet in public anymore. You're going to have to go by Zoom or whatever. The public library has had to step back.
Yes, and because we serve so many vulnerable populations, so many...
Children and older people,
yes.
Yeah.
The complete range of ages for the library, and it's not just the people that are coming in, but, you know, if we have delivery services or we're going out and doing things in the community, we don't want to be spreading that ourselves. So we are really focused on, you know, if you are coming to the library, please, please, please wear a mask. That is required to be in the library. You are required to wear a mask and then practice that social distancing as much as possible. So what that means for us is that we are not able to have in-person events for the month of August. However, on the bright side, we are offering a lot of activities online, virtual story times, virtual craft activities and events, including some make-and-take crafts that you can pick up at the desks at the library, take them home, watch the video, do the craft as you are experiencing the video and getting a little bit of that interaction. We're working on more interactive, you know, things like Zoom meetings and things like that for our discussion groups and book clubs, just to make sure we're checking in with them, letting those groups know that they really are important to the library and we appreciate their support.
Well, I just have to tell you that it is so wonderful what you've been able to do to adapt. I mean, the take and make craft thing, for example. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I offered to babysit for three teenage girls, and I'm like, what in the world am I going to do with these kids? So one, you know, we went to the movie. The next day we went and played bingo, and it was really, really cool. The prizes for bingo are books, you know, and so everybody loves that. So I just want to applaud what you've been able to do in person, and I also want to applaud the library for knowing that kids are pretty tech savvy, and so are most adults. And so, you know, yes, we love our physical structure, but there's lots of things you can still offer. You haven't just gone, oh, well, if nobody can come here and visit us, we'll just not do anything. You have gone out of your way to try to provide things for people.
Absolutely. And I think that was the hardest part when we were closed as a physical building, in addition to not being able to do anything online. You know, that was the hardest part. We couldn't keep those connections with our patrons and keep them interested in what was going on at the library. So this is actually going to be a great way for us to reach new audiences that maybe haven't had the chance to experience our story times or events in the past. And then also keep those connections with the people who have been our strongest supporters for years. And we really appreciate that. So, yes, we have the make and take craft. This is a craft cleanup project that we're doing because of all of the, you know, any leftovers that we had from our summer reading crafts in July. You know, we're going to be just putting those out until the supplies are gone. We also have a very special event that's going on right now. And this is an individual event. It's we've got Flat Leo, who is traveling around the district. And
Leo the Lion is the library mascot.
Yes. So we have Leo the Lion, and you can pick up a coloring sheet that has Leo in his mask, being very socially aware and careful. You can color Leo and then take him to the list of locations. Hashtag it FlatLeoQPL. Post it on social media. Let us know that you're getting involved, and you're getting to walk around this amazing downtown area that we have.
We were laughing because this morning on television they were showing a lot of the Philly Fanatic mascot for the Phillies. You know, there's nobody in the stands, but they put up cardboard pictures of different players and different people. So the Philly Fanatic was going around kissing, you know, all the cardboard people in the stadium. So Flat Leo is a chance for you to take a nice family walk, to learn a little bit about our town, and for your kid to get excited about Leo the Lion, the library mascot, until Leo can appear again in person. He's in quarantine at the moment, not wanting to spread COVID through his mane or paws to the children everywhere. So the Flat Leo scavenger hunt starts next week. You just pick up a list of clues and supplies. And again, the library is open for you to go in and get these materials. And for, you know, if you have a neighbor who you know is a voracious reader and maybe they haven't been able to get out, you know, ask them what they like. And if they like romances or mysteries or whatever, talk to your friendly librarian. I know Bill Waters, the children's librarian. If you're like, my kid's five, what would you suggest they read? He will send you, he will get off the shelf books of all kinds. There really is, the staff is trying their best to be very, very facilitating during this time.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we are walking encyclopedias of book knowledge.
Right.
We really are. And, you know, we may not all love a specific type, but we will point you to the reference librarian or the search person or whoever it is that loves whatever type of book you are looking for, and we will find you a list. We will help. Another great resource for that actually is our novelist database, and this is available through the library's website, quincylibrary.org. If you go to that research tab and look for novelist, it will ask you to type in your library card, but then you can do what's called the appeal mixer. And I love this because you can click on it and it will give you, you know, what kind of tone do you want in your book? How quickly paced do you want it to be? Are, you know, what kind of characters do you want? And it will give you a list of recommendations. So it's really fun to go in there and just see what, you know, what quirky books and mixes you can come up with. You know, I had one that I just was playing with it, and I said, you know, I want historical gothic fiction. And it came up with a whole bunch of things. And not just older titles, new items that are being released right now that kind of fit into that genre.
Yeah. I mean, so if you like Agatha Christie, but you've read everything she's ever done, you could type in someone like Agatha Christie, modern.
Yes.
You know, who's the new Agatha Christie, or who's the new,
writing those wonderful locked door mysteries?
Grisham. Who's the new Grisham? Or the other great thing about it is, I don't do a lot of fiction reading. Most of the stuff I read is nonfiction. And if you just want to go through, you know, recent biographies of historical figures, you know, everybody's got something out. Fascinating,
absolutely,
you know, to read. And so the library will help you. You don't have to sit there and go, okay, it's 742.6, and I'm going to go stand and look at that, which is another good way to find things. But this will be, you know, also helpful.
It gets you to that area. You know, and we have been doing some moving and shifting. So if your favorite book is no longer on the seventh set of shelves, come to us and we will point you in the right direction to make sure that you can find it again. We did separate out a lot more of the mystery, thriller, suspense type books to be included in the mystery section. So the fiction shelves moved a little bit. You know, there are just all these little things, projects that the staff has been working on since we have reopened. So if you have questions, by all means, let us know. We want to help you find what you need. We still have the locker availability, which is a fantastic opportunity for people who are still trying to be very socially distanced and shelter in place. If you are not willing or comfortable coming into the library, ask us to put those materials for you in one of our pickup lockers at whichever location is closest to you. We have lockers at the main library, at County Market on 48th Street, at Isles Elementary, and at Lincoln Douglas Elementary. So if any of those locations is more convenient for you, let us know, and we will put your materials out there for you.
And so that means if I call up the library and I say, I want Nancy Reagan's biography, I want a book about Cajun cooking, I don't care, just pick something for me. And I want a children's book about that's appropriate for a six-year-old. And here's kind of maybe an author I like. You'll get those books and give me a code, and you'll deliver those books to wherever I want them delivered. And then all I have to do is drive up to Isle School, punch in the code on locker number 12 or whatever, and I get my books.
Yes. Yes, and actually it's even easier than that because there's just a keypad. You type in the last four digits of your library card number and the correct locker door will open for you to receive your materials. We do ask that you give us an extra 24 hours after the hold notice has been sent just to make sure the materials are out there. But once they are there, you have, at your convenience, 24/7 to go out and pick up those materials.
And you don't have to go get it right that next day because you have enough lockers that if, you know, of course, if you don't pick it up for 2 weeks, it might be a problem, but
we'll take it back.
We'll take it back, yeah. Okay. So to recap, because we're going to keep Katie here again, but we want to take a break. Flat Leo scavenger hunt and craft. Pick up your list of clues and supplies to make your own Flat Leo the lion, and use the clues to find 10 locations in downtown Quincy. Take a picture with Flat Leo and yourself at those locations and have lots of fun with your family. And again, this is great for children of all ages because even the teenagers could do this and get involved. And of course, you know, parents love to have activities to do with their kids. And these 10 locations, maybe they'll be places you never knew anything about or you'd never even thought of going. So it's great fun with your kids. And again, you know, we're getting to the point where, you know, we want to make sure we're getting healthy outdoor activities. Katie Krauser, my guest today from the Quincy Public Library. It is 9:30 at AM 9:30 WTAD. We'll take a break and we'll come back. Now, if you have a question or comment for Katie, interestingly enough, maybe there's, you know, maybe there's kind of books that you haven't been able to find on the library shelf, or maybe there's a magazine that you'd like to subscribe to. And again, you can do that through these apps. So amazing. Maybe there's something you'd like the library to do for you. Give us a call right now, 223-9300, 1-800-228-WTAD, or maybe you just wonder, how the heck do you decide which books to buy? Because you got a limited budget. So we'll talk about all those things. And if you want to call, we'd love to have you join the conversation. We are back. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Katie Krauser is my guest today. The phone lines are open at 223-9300. Katie is a font of information. And everybody at the library is. So I had a call the other day. That's nothing to do with books. A lady wants to know, she's been saving these, all of her plastic, like, you know, her butter tubs and all of her plastic, because some places make benches out of them, you know? And I guess the place that was saving for the bench has enough for the bench, so they don't want to take them anymore. And she's like, where can I take this plastic stuff? Do you know anybody who's collecting plastic to make a bench or a slide? Or, you know, I know every school in America is probably doing this, but you know anybody, Katie?
Not at the moment, but I would be happy to research that for her.
Okay.
You know, call the library and ask for me. I will, you know, I'll be back there shortly after we're done with our interview here. But, you know, that's a great question because I know the schools were working on getting those buddy benches, and there may just be a place that's looking for that. You know, I could see a lot of different places in town benefiting from that.
Well, I know we have, like, at Blessed Sacrament, we already have our buddy bench. Now, I mean, again, I don't know if they're collecting for a second one, but, I mean, at some point in time, this thing runs its course. But this lady, unfortunately, she doesn't like to throw anything away, and I don't think she should. And she's got a big garbage bag full of plastic. So somebody out there that wants it. So Katie's going to research that for you. So if you're listening today, give Katie at least 30 minutes after 10 o'clock to get back to the library and get seated, and she'll do her best to try to find that answer for you. Has circulation... Oh, well, we've got a caller. Great. So, Katie, you're going to have to slip on a set of headphones. I think they're to your left there. Should be a set of headphones there. And we're going to say good morning to this caller. Thank you so much for calling the Mary Griffith Show. What's on your mind?
I would like to know when the farmer's market is in Washington Park.
The farmer's market in Washington Park, and I happen to know it. Katie, do you know it? It's 8 to noon every Saturday.
8 to noon on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, well, you know, this should be great. You should just come on and,
I could totally do that.
Ask any question about any subject. It doesn't have to be about the library. Has circulation gone up? And by circulation, there's two ways to count that. There's people that come in and take a physical book out of the library, and then there's also people who are using your apps. Are you able to track both of those things?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So how has circulation been This summer, for example, which has been the unusual summer of COVID.
Yes, I would say that our numbers, considering what we have been up against this year in general, the numbers are very strong for our physical circulation of materials. July was really nice to see those numbers going up and how many people were coming in to take the materials. And then, of course, with the digital downloads, which is, those ebooks, the e-audiobooks, the movies that you can stream through our Hoopla service, the Flipster magazine service, all of those numbers have just been huge because people are staying at home and they still want to get those materials from the library. And so we've seen very, very strong numbers, new users on those platforms every single month. I think we had over 2,500 CERCs just on one of the platforms.
Wow.
In July, which, you start doing the math on that, that's really impressive for, 1 month of time, 2,500 materials CERCed out through a digital platform.
Yeah, that's really amazing. We've got another caller. I hope they've waited patiently.
Yeah.
Oh, they hung up. See, folks, Hello. You got to understand, I'm not Rush Limbaugh. I don't have a staff of 28.
Call us back.
You got to call us back. You got to give me time. So 223-9300, we're playing Stump the Katie. We're asking all kinds of things. Most of the programs have moved online now. No more movies for Mondays, at least for the while. Now, is this just in August? Are you going to reevaluate in September? Or is this a decision that is made going forward till...
We're really working about a week and a half at a time
here. Oh, okay.
obviously for August, we had to make the decision to finalize that because we don't want to plan programs and then not have them
right.
available. So we're going to be reevaluating regularly based on the number of active cases.
Okay. I hope they hold on. All You're right. on the air with Katie Krauser from the Quincy Public Library. What's on your mind?
Churches take those.
Wait a minute. You're going to have to turn your radio down, ma'am. It's... just way too loud. Give you a minute to do that. Okay. Go ahead. You're still getting a lot of feedback. If you could turn your radio down, we're getting extreme feedback from you.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Churches take those containers.
Okay, you've got bad feedback, but I hear you say churches, but what church, ma'am?
Most any church will take them.
Okay. Thank you for your call, but please don't just start dumping these things off at churches because I don't know that every church is taking them, but, the plastic containers. The church would have to have a use for them. I don't think the churches want to have tons and tons of plastic containers dumped on them, but...
But you might call some of the local yeah. churches and see, and if you need
right.
the numbers, check with the library.
That's
if you can't
right.
find them in
you
your phone
a list
book.
Of churches, you but can check the library.
Absolutely, yeah. Call and check first before you just go take them to
yeah.
a location.
Yeah,
but,
because, after all, if they don't have a use for them, then they'll end up in the landfill because,
right.
Who's going to bother to, what, yeah.
But, yes, it's such a wonderful
project. On behalf
project.
Of church secretaries everywhere, I got to tell you, they don't need a burden. If they're not collecting it, they don't want it.
But it's great to know that there are some out there that are doing this.
Right.
And, we'll try to find out more and share that through the library.
Okay.
Or through, I'll let Mary know and then she
yeah,
can tell you.
Yeah, please do. You can call me back and I'll put it on the community calendar on Monday or whatever, so it's going to happen. Oh, we've got another phone call. Katie, now that we've told everybody you know everything about everything... Fantastic. We should have started this before. Good morning. You're on the air.
Take those containers for
I'm sorry. You're got terrible feedback. When you get on the air, folks, you have to turn your radio down so that we don't get the feedback. Go ahead. What did you say?
For funerals. Funeral.
Okay.
Everybody takes food.
Okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Terrible feedback. So.
Yeah. Again, I don't know that that's necessarily true that every church wants them for the funeral lunch, but it's a good idea. They were talking about recycling the plastic, and so they would just have lids and things that didn't necessarily match. Another caller, though. Please turn your radio down. You're on the air.
Hi, yes. I was wondering if you see. Secondhand Pros taking any donated books in the near future. I know you're not right now. We're getting ready to move, and I've got a lot of good books, and I just didn't want to bring them all to Salvation Army.
Well, we really appreciate that, and I'm so glad that you asked, because we just found out yesterday that Secondhand Pros will begin taking one box or bag of donations only on Saturdays.
Oh, wow, okay.
So we're... trying this out to see how much comes in, but it's still going to have to be very respectful of social distancing. So one box or bag per person. The staff at Secondhand Pros will come out with a cart. You'll be able to load your materials on the cart, and then they will quarantine those materials before they set them out for the public.
Okay, so starting tomorrow then?
I would wait another week just in case, because they just made that decision. I don't know if it's made its way through all of the workers at Secondhand Pros yet.
Okay.
So.
All right, great. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thank you so very much.
Okay.
Her dog agrees with that decision.
Yes, I think they're very happy about that.
Fido is happy, and that's all that matters.
But yes, I am so glad, because that just came out. They're doing a very soft opening on this. They really don't want everyone that's been saving up their materials to come in at once. So, you know, be thoughtful, because there is limited space at the library to quarantine those materials.
And the materials will be quarantined before they're put out on the shelf. Good morning. Thank you for calling the Mary Griffith Show. What is your question or comment for the person who knows everything, Katie Crowsher?
Well, I had a book, a Golf Digest book, from 1967, and I don't know what I've done with it. And I would like to know if they have the books down there that I could maybe get a couple things run off of it.
So it's a magazine, Golf Digest magazine?
Yes.
Yes. From 1967.
Now, that one, maybe not. We might have to go interlibrary loan for that one, find a library that still has that issue and is willing to make a copy of it and send it to you. But definitely come in, and we'll write up a request for it and see what we can find.
Okay. I thank you very much.
Well, thank you. And there again, Golf Digest itself, you might be able to contact them, and they might be able to, you know, digitally even send you, you know, some things. That's, again... it's amazing how libraries have become repositories for history.
Yes, and it's wonderful to know so many of those magazines are putting archives online that you can access one or two articles at a time.
But if you're not feeling comfortable doing that, go down and let the librarians help you. And, of course, wear your mask. Katie Crowsher singing along the Jackson 5 from her childhood. And we've got another phone caller, Katie. This is so fabulous. I guess once we announce that Katie Crowsher knows everything or can find out the answer, people are calling. Good morning. You're on the air. What is your question or comment for Katie?
Well, my concern is that we have issues with sanitization of history, and it seems like when you use like Google or something like that, things that would appear 5 or 10 years ago now disappear. One approach is to use dogpile.com, but for example, on Cloward Piven strategy, I mean, things that were available again 5 or 10 years ago are now not available. And I was just wondering if you have any other suggestions besides using a compiler like dogpile.com that gives you Google, Yahoo, and other sources to try to find articles that were that are no longer available or no longer readily available.
Okay, that's a great question, because you know, this gentleman's very concerned about curriculum, about history, and how history's portrayed. And, you know, there's a lot of different sources out there.
Yes.
And the library doesn't, you don't try to say this is the truth. You try to say this is what's available for you to help discern the truth.
Absolutely. But to speak to his point, there are Internet Archiver websites that you can go to. The one I usually go to is called, I think, the Wayback Machine or the Wayback.
The Wayback Machine.
Yes. And so what that does is it actually has taken like a picture in time from whichever website you're looking at. So I've gone back and looked at previous iterations of the Quincy Public Library website, but it will take just a snapshot of that day of whatever website you're looking for. And sometimes you can find those alternate opinions, alternate views, historical references that the caller was talking about through an Internet Archiver. Because there is no way, you know, the Internet is an ever-changing machine. If you tried to archive everything that was out there, it would be massive amounts of information. But this is just one way of maybe being able to find a snapshot from a specific day, from a specific time on a website.
And, you know, information, it's so important. This gentleman was instrumental in finding errors in a Quincy Public School curriculum book, you know. Not everybody's perfect. And so, you know, the proofreaders of America need to come forward. And you're, it's interesting. Libraries are very usually against censorship of any kind. And it's, I'm quite fascinated that Donald Trump wants to ban TikTok. Of course, you know, it wouldn't make me any, never mind. I don't even know. I mean, I know what it is, but, we really can't go around banning content. We have to say, we have to educate people that content may not be accurate.
Yes.
And, you know.
Well, and use the thinking skills, the curiosity that maybe you haven't exercised for a while to be able to ask yourself the question, what is this person trying to make me believe, and why do they want me to believe it? And that's just a good set of questions no matter who you're talking to. You know, just what are they trying to get me to do? What are they trying to get me to believe, and why do they want me to do this? What is the purpose behind it? Rather than just accepting everything that comes through your news feed. You know, and so I love the fact that those critical thinking skills are starting to come back. People are aware of the fake news and the, you know, the less than authoritative sources that are out there being spread around by their friends and neighbors on social media. Just make sure that you're taking it back to the source and finding out what really is there.
I love trying to find incongruous things in books or movies. A famous one is Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte. They're driving along in the car. Nick, you know, Eddie Murphy's handcuffed, but yet in one of the overhead scenes that was shot, Eddie Murphy had his hand up on the back of the convertible. Another one that happened recently, I love Columbo, and they're so much on detail. And the lady's hair was up in a bun, and the next scene, her hair was down in a ponytail. Well, obviously that was something that the editor didn't catch. And I caught something from a local author. I love her books. I love to read her books. But it's very interesting. You can only know what you know. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, they had this torrid affair. And she was afraid she might be pregnant. So she took a pregnancy test 3 hours after they had sex. And she wasn't pregnant. And I called the author and I said, for future reference, it's not like that kind of test.
It takes a little bit longer than that.
So.
But good for you for being.
Again, and never believe everything you read in a book, because I'm a character in a book called White Town Drowsing, and it says I have a black belt in karate,
oh.
And I attended the Black Belt Karate Academy.
Oh.
I never achieved my black belt. So,
oh, okay.
Again, but for all time and immemorial, if you read that book, you think I'm a black belt in karate. That's why so many people are always jumping on me in the park, I guess, trying to give me the...
It's just your secret identity,
yeah,
Mary. We know the truth.
Identity. So Katie Crouch is my guest today. Thank you for staying for the whole hour. We've had fun. And next time you come, we're just going to advertise it as open phones
open
with Katie,
phone.
Whatever
yeah.
you want to talk about. Adult programs are all on Zoom. Library-wide events, they're taking donations at Secondhand Pro starting not tomorrow but the week after. One box or one bag of books only. Only on Saturday. They will keep those in quarantine, and they'll put them out on the shelf when it's safe. If you want a binge box, if you like John Wayne movies or whatever, they'll put something like that together for you. Don't forget Flat Leo Scavenger Hunt. You can learn more at the library. Anything else? You talked a lot about the digital resources.
Well, and I think, you know, with kids getting ready to go back to school and having missed that last 6 weeks of school or so, you know, getting back into our Learning Express library database, brushing up on some of those basic skills, don't make it chore, make it fun. Let them look up something on our World Book database. Let them look up something, you know, if you've got a young driver, there's a drivingtests.org website linked
to
the library where you can test all of the things that they will put you through when you go out to get your driver's license. So, you know, use those resources. They're available through quincylibrary.org. If you have questions about how to use any of them, please, please, please contact the library or come and visit us. Wear your mask and we will walk you through the process.
Okay. And the library is open. You can walk in anytime. Well, not anytime. Give us the library hours.
Library hours are Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday and Saturday from 9 until 5, and always available through quincylibrary.org.
And Secondhand Pros is open. And starting Saturday the 14th, 15th, starting Saturday the 15th, they will start taking donations. Again, not a good idea to bring every book you've ever owned, but they'll take one box from you. So, you know, if you're smart, you come in and your husband will come in, and, you know, you'll get rid of stuff. But again, thanks to Secondhand Pros. And if you're looking for books, if you enjoy owning your own books, reading your own books at your own leisure, Secondhand Pros
yes.
is a great way to...
And for the month of August, they're doing grab bags. So you can go in and just get a bag full of
mysteries
or things like that. They're already bagged up for you. You can just grab and go.
Okay.
And pay. Make sure you pay them.
Yes. The free public library does not include secondhand prose. They want to get paid because they then donate that. All those proceeds from those volunteers go right back to the library.
Yes.
Real quick.
Yes.
1 minute. How do you decide? I don't mean you, Katie Crozier, but how does the library decide? Oh, like the Donald Trump niece book, you know? Do we want to put that on our shelf? How many copies are we going to buy? Do we not want to put that on our shelf? How do you decide of the thousands of books every week that are released? How do you decide what you buy, and how many copies?
Well, you actually said it earlier. You know, we're not here to point you in the direction of what we think you should believe. We are here to provide a broad spectrum of the items that are out there. And so, of course, with a limited budget, we review items through the book catalogs that come in. We go online to Library Journal, Book List, American Library's website, School Library Journal website, read the reviews from people who are respected in the fields that are being addressed in whatever book it happens to be. We know that there are some great big name players out there that we definitely want to get everything they publish, you know, James Patterson, Danielle Steele, John Grisham, Brad Thor, you know, the list goes on. But those are fiction. And so we do. We really rely on those reviews. Kirkus Reviews is another one that has some great opportunities, you know, to read through what someone else really thinks about this book. And they're not afraid to put out if it's a stinker. You know, they're very willing to call spade a spade when it comes to books that maybe are not as truthful, especially the nonfiction.
Okay. And remember, folks, if you want something, it doesn't matter if they have it on their shelf. They'll get it for you. Odd, weird things like Golf Digest 1967. She's going to find that for that lady. That lady's going to call, and she'll get it for her somehow. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you so much.